Track 4, Dream Interpretation and Sleep Paralysis. On the last track, we discussed facilitated communication and its possible misuse with autistic children and allegations of the sexual abuse trauma. On this track, we will examine using dream interpretations and sleep paralysis as a mode for recovering repressed memories of trauma and ethical issues. For thousands of years, people have been trying to find meaning through interpretation of dreams. However, over the centuries, the symbols have changed dramatically. For instance, the Egyptians put symbolic authority into such things as, if a he-goat couples with her, she will die promptly. In the 2nd century, interpretations of a foot as a slave and a head indicating a father. Much later, as you know, Freud gave even more weight to dreams when examining them for sexual messages and sexual abuse. For example, a skyscraper represented a penis. The dilemma, of course, in dream interpretation is there is little known about dreams at all. Even renowned dream researchers who awaken clients and ask them what they were experiencing as their REM indicated an active dream state hardly know how the mind uses dreams. Today, modern trauma therapists may ask their clients to keep an eye out for any dreams that could be interpreted as sexual abuse memories trying to surface. Not surprisingly, soon after such advice, the client receives such a dream. For example, Anne, age 34, had this to tell to her therapist. "Oh my God, it's all true. In my dream last night, my dad and uncle were taking turns having sex with me, and I was just a little kid." However, there is evidence that may suggest that this kind of interpretation is much like hypnotism, in which the stress of the possibility of abuse implanted in the mind of the client will occupy their dreams. Calvin Hall, author of The Meaning of Dreams, states, "It has been fairly well established that some aspects of the dream are usually connected with events of the previous day or immediate past." Consider this scenario. A client is told in therapy that she might be a survivor of the sexual abuse trauma. She decides to read up on the abuse herself. She rents out descriptive literature about abuse, and every day her thoughts are consumed with images. Soon, her entire day is devoted to thinking about incest. That night, she has an incestuous dream. Her fears are suddenly realized, as her therapist had told her to be aware of any dreams that might indicate childhood sexual abuse. However, if what Hall stated about dreams is true, that her sensual dream is most likely the result of her obsession about incest, not the reality of the abuse, this is known as the response expectancy theory. Kirsch explains how, when we expect to feel anxious, relaxed, joyful, or depressed, our expectations tend to produce these feelings. This creates the ethical dilemma of misinterpretation of data. Now, Section 6 of the American Psychological Ethical Principles of Psychologist and Code of Conduct states, "When interpreting assessment results, including automatic interpretations, psychologists take into account the purpose of the assessment as well as the various test factors, test-taking ability, and other characteristics of the person being assessed, such as situational, personal, linguistic, and cultural differences that might affect the psychologist's judgment or reduce the accuracy of their interpretation. They indicate any significant limitations of their interpretations." When a client has undergone external influences from literature or suggestions from other therapists, interpretations of their dreams might be tainted. In addition to response expectation, clients may purposefully edit their dream reports to match what they believe the therapist wants to hear. Jerome Frank, author of Persuasion and Healing, notes that clients routinely give their therapist the dreams they feel their therapist expect. He states, "The dream the therapist hears is, of course, not necessarily the one the client dreamt, since considerable time has elapsed between the dream and its report. One study compared dreams reported immediately upon waking with the versions unfolding before a psychiatrist in a subsequent interview. Any material the patient anticipated would not be approved of by the therapist was not recalled. Let me repeat that. Any material the patient anticipated would not be approved of by the therapist was not recalled. Obviously, if the dream is not being reported accurately, accurate interpretations cannot be produced. This makes the method of dream interpretation not only difficult and an unreliable one, but needless to say, creates an ethical dilemma. Another form of dream interpretation is sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis typically takes place between sleeping and waking. During sleep paralysis, clients are known to have striking visions, and some of these are interpreted as sexual abuse trauma memories. The process follows as such. First, a hallucination always occurs just before or after falling asleep. Second, the hallucinator is paralyzed or has difficulty moving. Third, the hallucination is usually bizarre. Finally, the hallucinator is unalterably convinced of the reality of the entire events. Normally, the content of the vision is somehow related to the hallucinator's current concerns. Like hypnosis and dream interpretations, sleep paralysis is not a proper vehicle, some feel, for recovering repressed memories, as the client has been too much pervaded by outside influences. Any memory at all that might have been a real account of the abuse may have been overwhelmed by false memories, unknowingly implanted perhaps by the therapist or others. As a result, the treatment may not be focused on the true and real events, but on the false memories, consequently mistreating the patient and leading to ethical consequences. On this track, we examined using dream interpretations and sleep paralysis as a mode of recovering repressed memories and ethical considerations. On the next track, we'll examine the issues of flashback and bodily reactions to suppress repressed memories of trauma. Question 4. A client suspects that she might have been the survivor of childhood sexual abuse. After weeks of research, she has an incestuous dream and comes to the conclusion that her theories were correct. What is this client suffering from?